On today's Equipped Lead podcast, we are going to talk about the number one reason for ministerial burnout. Ministry leaders burn out most of the time related to this issue. They are not aligning their expectations within the season that they are facing in the moment. Let me put it another way. They are aligning their expectations outside of the season that they are facing in the moment. As we start, let me first offer you a free ministry course titled How to Find and Empower Your Ministry Team. This is a training course that we offer as a way of investing into your ministry. You can find the free course, How to Find and Empower Your Ministry Team, at paultotimothy.com. I hope you take advantage of that. This has been used with hundreds and hundreds of leaders in the world. I think it's going to serve you well. Now, let's get into this message for today that focuses on ministry burnout. And again, it is almost always related to this issue. Ministers that begin aligning their expectations outside, not within, but outside the season that they are facing in the moment. Let me share with you four seasons of ministry that you and I face fairly regularly and will continue to face throughout our entire lives. Number one, wintertime. This season has nothing to do with the seed. Matter of fact, it's the only season that has nothing to do with the seed, but everything to do with the soil. This is the season of heart preparation. The focus of wintertime in our lives is this. Wintertime prepares our heart to hear and receive God's new direction in our lives and follow Him by the means that He chooses. In other words, wintertime is about getting ready. Moses is a great example. At the age of 40, Moses knew his calling. He was convinced. God had called him to be a deliverer of the children of Israel out of Egypt. He responded to his calling by killing an Egyptian taskmaster, and the result of that, he was driven out of Egypt. Very little result. The next 40 years of his life was what I would call winter time. Moses was being prepared to hear the call again, receive God's specific direction, and follow the Lord in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Remember this. Wintertime is about the soil of our life, our heart, being prepared to hear and follow God on His terms, not ours. And in those 40 years on the backside of Midian, God was preparing Moses' heart. It was a tough wintertime season, and in his case, a pretty long one. Springtime is the second season that we face. This is the season when God has helped us to embrace our destiny, whether it's a short-term or a long-term focus. Sometimes God just says the next step. Sometimes God is actually revealing significant points of our destiny. But springtime is the place when the seed of calling for something new is planted in our hearts and accepted with a deep dependence upon Him. This season follows wintertime where God has prepared our hearts. Springtime is the season where God gets hold of us and we accept the next step or even a big vision for what He has, but it is typically given without a roadmap. Or even us being convinced that we have the natural ability to get there. Let me give you an insight about springtime. When God is planting a seed for something great in our lives, it will always be something that is beyond ourselves. If we only dream within the natural, we will dream in accord with 1 Corinthians 1 emphasis of trying to be wise, mighty, and noble. But remember now, Paul to the Corinthians said, God has chosen those that don't have this natural dependence. Not many wise, Paul said, not many mighty, not many noble. Not many people that can figure it out, not many people with enough charismatic giftings naturally, and not many people that are connected enough. Have you ever thought about that? That is the way we tend to navigate ministry until there is created within us a deep dependence upon the Spirit. Springtime is about hearing God's vision for us and accepting it with a deep dependence upon Him. That's why sometimes it just seems ridiculous when we hear God and we're thinking, what? There is no way. Springtime prepares a heart that says, Lord, I will accept doing the impossible. I will accept a destiny way beyond my abilities. Springtime is a marvelous time. It doesn't really produce the fruit, but it does produce a heart that receives the word of destiny and a deep dependence upon Him. Let's talk about summertime now. Summertime, this is the season when God has placed His word, His vision, His sense of next step for us in our hearts. And we accept that, but it is more than that. It takes a step beyond springtime of accepting it and depending upon the Lord. It also routinizes our work around His purposes. Let me explain that. John 12:24, Jesus said, "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit." Summertime is really about the death that Jesus spoke of in John 12:24. We die to ourselves and commit to the place, to the people, to the purpose, and to the priorities that God has given us. It involves a lot of endurance. Remember Jesus' words in the parable of the sower, Luke 8:15, and some that bring out this great harvest do so out of endurance. They brought forth fruit with endurance, Jesus said. Hupomone is the Greek word, and it just talks about this extremeness about in our lives of accepting our place, our purpose, our priority, the people around us. Moses had to put up with a lot in summertime because after he left the mountaintop experience, hearing God and receiving that springtime moment of God's destiny being firmly planted in his heart with dependence upon Him, Moses leaves from there and moves into a summertime. Summertime is often dealing with, as in Moses' case, difficult people, difficult circumstances, developing new ministry structures to be put in place. It has to do with living in the place that God gives you, living with the people that God has put in your path, living with the purposes that God has instilled. We routinize our lifestyle around living there, working there, investing there. It has an awful lot to do with, from a gardening perspective, keeping the weeds out and keeping the seed planted. We're giving it opportunity to grow by the structures that we build around the point of destiny that God has given to us. Moses had to learn to live with the right priorities that God was giving him. That's summertime. Now let's talk a bit about harvest time, the fourth season. This is the season when God has given us the reward of the fruit. We begin to see wonderful things happen, clearly birthed by the Holy Spirit. This is a time of stewarding the harvest. We learn to work hard to get the crop in the barn. This is a time of careful attention to what God has done. Some revival moments have actually led to the diminishment in the church simply because they did not honor the stewarding emphasis of the harvest. They experienced the moments of the Spirit without the focus on discipleship through the Spirit. Harvest time is a time of rejoicing, but it is also a time of protecting. It is a time sometimes of actually scaling back and saying, no, our priority today is to take care of these people in this way through this structure that God has given us. Without harvest time being stewarded, the very blessing of harvest on the front end of fruit can be diminished. Harvest time includes rejoicing and protecting. Now, I want to make the point again. Aligning our life with the right expectations in accord with the season that we were in is critical. So let's apply it really practically today. Know your season. Wintertime is about preparing your heart to receive God's direction. Sometimes that's a long season. It was for Moses. It was 40 years in Moses' life of God working this deep ability to hear again and depend greatly. Wintertime is about preparing our heart to receive God's direction. Springtime is all about accepting God's vision on His terms, by implication, not ours. Summertime, that is about committing to the people, place, purpose, and priorities, typically without visible results, long days, working hard. Harvest time is about rejoicing and protecting. Very practically, harvest time is about building structures to contain the fruit that God has given. Know your season and align your expectations accordingly. Keep in mind, most people burn out because of misaligned expectations. They're expecting it to be harvest time, but it's summertime. Or they're expecting it to be harvest time and it's winter time. It's about them. It's about these private times. Learn to prioritize your life relative to the season. In winter time, I believe it's essential to spend more time in prayer, more time alone with Him. Springtime, make sure that you are making yourself available to hear from God through friends, through a personal word from God, in worship services, getting yourself in the place where God can speak easily. Summertime, go ahead and define the structure around the people, place, purpose, and priorities. In other words, get ready to work hard with little results. Long days, sometimes you have to fight through depression. Harvest time, rejoice in what God's doing, but also learn to protect what God has given. Know your season is the first point of application. The second is this. Know that your personal life will often be in one season while your ministry life is in another. Don't be a rookie. A rookie in ministry believes that if they're in springtime, everybody's in springtime. If they're in summertime, everybody needs to work hard. If they're in harvest time, something's wrong with other people if they're not receiving a harvest. That's a rookie perspective. And know this, again, your personal life will often be in one season and your ministry life in another. You can be in winter time in your personal life and harvest time in your public life. I'm just telling you, don't be a rookie. Know that you can run on different tracks personally and publicly in ministry relative to the seasons. Number three, know that God controls not only the season that we are in, but also the length of that season. God knows where you are. Keep in mind, take the wisdom point that tells us God is in charge of the scope. My job has everything to do with depth. Dig down deep in the season where God has you. It may be long or short. That's God's choice, not ours. Our job is responsiveness to the Spirit in the season that we are in. Fourthly, and lastly, God's grace is more than enough in the season that we're facing. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. So whether we're going through a valley, whether we are being fed, even in the presence of our enemies, no matter what is happening, God is there, and His staff is blessing us and protecting us. He is leading us. God's grace is more than enough. The Lord is our shepherd. We don't have to worry as long as we are staying close with Him. Our growth in the Lord is not simply about learning stuff. It's also about experiencing. And the world needs ministry leaders. Listen to me from your heart. The Lord needs ministry leaders who can be on display showing us how to align our lives with the present season we are facing. Reverend Everett Howard talked about his life as a 36-year long-term missionary. He said this. He said, "Maybe I'm glad that I didn't know what was going on in my life and what was being written. Things like lying sick and lonely in the mountains of the Cape Verde Islands, burning up with fever with no medicine and no doctor, and the closest hospital 3,000 miles away. He said, "Also, I faced a famine when almost one-third of the population in our part of the country had starved to death. Money wasn't coming through in our ministry, and we went through 9 months without a single check or penny. Everything we owned had to be sold in order to live." That was written in that season of our life. But you know, he said this, what a testimony. He said, there was no depression. Now, I think he's more of a spiritual giant than me. I think I would have been depressed. But he said those were blessed days because God was there. He learned to live in the season. This is Mike Oney, president of Paul to Timothy Institute. Hey, take advantage of the free ministry training course, How to Find and Empower Your Ministry Team, at paultotimothy.com.